Our special guest this week has just smashed out a top 10 at the Istria 100 Miler by UTMB, as well as a host of impressive ultra runs over the last few years, meticulously building up towards the big challenges step by step. And he's one of Rene's athletes as well from Running Coach Ireland. So I'm really looking forward to this one myself. Chris Toner, Chris, great to have you on the show. After some spectacular photographs were coming through over the weekend of a superb top 10 in the Istria 100 by UTMB. Chris, I'm sure you must be exhausted, but over the moon.
Oh yeah, delighted. Hey, I suppose just coming around to myself there now. The exhaustion is starting to wear off, but that was a great weekend now, definitely.
Yeah. Chris, what was it that made you choose the Istria race in Croatia? Was it a race that just suited from a calendar point of view, or did you like the look of it, or what?
I suppose kind of the last couple of years, because I've only been kind of running maybe 2 or 3 years now, but I've tried to get one early in the season. And the last 2 years I've done Chianti, which was always around the time of the Morris Mullins, actually the same weekend. So I says, right, I'll maybe try and get something that I could maybe chance the Morris Mullins as well. So this one, Istria, then kind of come into the calendar. And so kind of basically from that. And then I seen a few Irish ones out last year. You had Ricky and Julie McNamee and them out last year doing, and it looked pretty good. Like, so I says, we give it a go.
You've come from a very sporting background, Chris. I think played a lot of football up in Donegal there. And I'm amazed, I didn't realise that you're only actually running about 2 years, but yeah. It's been a fantastic 2 years of you know, lots of good finishes at big, hard, challenging races. And you know, in the ultra running world, so many things can go wrong, Chris, but you seem to have a knack of, you know, finishing Eco Trail Wicklow, finishing Seven Sisters, finishing the Verbier race, finishing UTMB. There's not many DNFs there, which you do see with runners of that profile, that not all of these big trail races go so well. And yeah, you seem to have planned your races very, very well in terms of building up towards the big ones and not just jumping in at the deep end. I know there's a lot of stuff there in that question. I'm trying to just formulate what is the question, Chris. But I suppose, what do you put your success down to in to attack these big races so early in your career?
Well, I suppose I just kind of determination's the big one, and the DNFs, I don't really want to think about a DNF. I just want to get finished, no matter how bad or how tough a thing gets. I think you can always finish it if you put your head to it. Like, even going back to Eco Trail there back last September, it was only 3 weeks after UTMB, and God, I was about halfway through going great, and then all of a sudden, how the body kind of was more humbled than anything. And I says, well, anyway, I'm not giving in, and I basically walked for the last second part of the race, and it meant more to me finishing that race than kind of than anything, that you had the head to actually get it finished, you know, when everything was going wrong, like, you know. So more determination than anything, like, you know.
Is that something, Chris, that you always had as an athlete on the football pitch as well, or is it something that you've maybe discovered about yourself as an ultra runner?
No, I think when I did play the soccer and stuff, it was more, that was part of my game, was the kind of relentlessness or whatever, of never giving up and, you know, going to the last. Actually, like, thinking back, I was always nearly stronger in the second part of a game, or the second half of a game, you know, finishing strong was the same, to just get that extra boost. And it's kind of, even like, and now to them races, I seem to, as the races go longer and longer, I seem to be stronger near the end of the race than the beginning of the race for some reason. But that's just, I suppose, maybe back to the determination again, just to get it finished.
Yeah. With the race there last weekend, Chris, did you have any expectation of attacking, you know, a top 10 and coming 8 out of 369 athletes? And I suppose if anybody does look at your racing results over the last couple of years, it nearly does suggest that there was a big result coming, because you're finishing all these races, top 20% in UTMB in Mont Blanc, top 20% in a very difficult CDH in Val d'Aran, and now a top 10 in Istria. What were your expectations going into Istria? Was it just to get through it okay, or did you have your eye on the prize and potentially top 10?
Yeah, well, I never kind of thought of a top 10, but I knew there was a good Finnish in me, but I suppose I never doubted myself that I hadn't, that I couldn't. No, push hard. I knew I'm not at the level of some of them athletes, but I think on your day you can push yourself to close to them, like, so it's more just keep going and see where it takes you, like.
Yeah, it was a great second half of the race where you moved through the field, Chris, so well.
Yeah.
I presume that meant that your training went very, very well in the weeks and months leading up to it. You had a great fourth place in the 71K Sleek Corky Ultra as well. I'm sure that gave you a great confidence boost. What do you put that strong second half surge into the top 10 down to Chris? Is it just really good preparation combined with that determination that we're talking about?
I would say, yeah, it was. I do put on a lot of hours, and I like good long runs at the weekends there. So I think that definitely stands to you at the end of the race. But no, I didn't feel as if I had a real strong finish. It just seemed to happen that way. I actually tried to put the pressure down at the start of the race too, because I knew through the night, that I would maybe gain a few spots. But it just seemed to happen that well, I was catching people, or other people were dropping off, but and I mean, just one particular, I'm down to an aid station, and there was two lads had just went in before me, and I mean, looking at them, and they were buggered, like, and I was thinking, God. And I looked up, there was a leaderboard, and it was a bit surreal. I was thinking, how am I here? And look at these two lads that are maybe higher up in UTM index than myself, and here's them buggered, and I'm in good form, like, so that gave me a bit of a confidence to push on then after that. So, and then gradually you started to pick off a few more places, like,
Yeah. It's a great lesson, isn't it, about ultra racing, that if you can just stay in the fight, if you can stay in the game, other people around you will drop out or they'll slow down at a lot worse pace than you will.
Well, that was something I heard last year from from Rennie. Actually, Rennie coaches me and has been a great help. And I mean, I'm saying it was the time of Valderan, and it was just before it. And he says, just remember in the second part of the race that everyone slows down. As long as your percentage is a bit less than the others, you will pick off. And that seems to happen. Like, there's no truer words than that. Like,
You mentioned there just you enjoy your long runs at the weekend, Chris. And for people listening in that, are maybe preparing their first ultra, what do those training weekends look like? Is it just one day on a Saturday of a big long day out in the mountains, or are you doing, say, back-to-back long runs on a Saturday and a Sunday as well? Because whatever you're doing, it's working really, really well.
Well, they've had it probably is most Saturdays and Sundays. Like, I would get out early, obviously with a busy schedule at home with kids and stuff. You need to get out early in the morning, Saturday and Sunday. So maybe getting out 3 4 hours maybe on a Saturday, and possibly maybe the same on a Sunday, but you're
Okay.
back home early then, so.
Yeah. Do you do any type of speed work at all with your training with Rene, Chris? Like any type of interval work, tempo work, or because you're pretty much now an ultra specialist, you might say, is it all lots of zone two work, lots of long days in the mountains?
No, I do. We do a bit, maybe kind of midweek stuff, maybe like strides and hill sprints and stuff, and that I find that definitely works, and that's where the bit of coaching did, I think, improved me a lot. I was doing everything 100 miles an hour for the first year of running or whatever, and you were getting on good, and you were seeing improvements, but it was just slow improvement. You just needed that bit of extra coaching, and it made it more enjoyable as well with your speed work and stuff, so.
Yeah, just so you're not stuck at the one pace every day. Yeah, absolutely. Did you get a chance to go up on the podium, Chris, to collect your third place in the Ogres
No,
Gold?
sure. I was flying back out of Croatia or Italy on the early hours of Sunday morning, so I didn't get to hang around. We're back at work on Monday, so there's no time
Okay.
to hang around. So, but no, it's a pity, because it would have been nice to be in there, but
Yeah.
maybe next time.
Next time, yeah, well, listen, you still have your medal, you still have your result. Tell us about the race itself. Again, for anybody that might be thinking of going there next year, because what type of mountain range is it? Is it very rocky? Is it very steep climbing, steep descending? How would you describe it? What was it? Was it spectacular?
Yeah, well, the race actually started at 5 o'clock in the evening, and there's a couple of big climbs as it was getting dark and into the dark, which was a pity because I would say the scenery would have been unbelievable. But the terrain was as hard a terrain I've ever run on. It was very rocky, and in fact, for the last like the last maybe 70, 80 k of the race that I've done, I had real bother with me left Achilles, and I put that down to just the terrain being so rocky, like you know, and you felt every step. It was runnable, but it was just very, it was quite, I suppose, dangerous. But if you kind of just watch yourself, you're grand. But it definitely, if anyone was thinking about doing it, they would need to kind of train in that kind of a terrain before they would go, because it was really hard, you know. So.
Yeah, Chris, you've been to so many of these big UTMB races now. It's a fantastic CV. As I said there a couple of moments ago, UTMB Mont Blanc, UTMB Val d'Aran, the big one in the north of Spain, Trail Vert Blair. Oh, sorry, and Ultra Trail Snowdonia as well back in 2020.
That was one of the first ones. Yeah, that was the first, I think, race that I did do. Bar had done the 30K Seven Sisters, and a month later I said, "Jeez, what's this? I've never heard tell of UTMB until I started to kind of do the run." And I said, "What's this all about?" So I knew then you needed running stones and stuff to get into UTMB. So I had it in my head from the very beginning that I wanted to do the UTMB. And it was best case that you could get there in 2 years. So Snowdonia was the first of it, but it was probably the toughest race I've ever done. Even though it was only 50K, it was brutal. Like you know, just wasn't used to it. Like you know, that kind of a race.
Well, I was going to ask you, Chris. I'm sure each one is special in their own right, but and maybe the obvious answer to the question is UTMB Mont Blanc. But is there any of those UTMB races that stands out as your favorite, whether it's from a result point of view, just how beautiful the mountain ranges are, really good organization. Which one stands out, and maybe which ones don't stand out as ones that you definitely wouldn't be back to?
Well, the one, the Verbier in the Alps in Switzerland back, was it 2 years ago? Like that was just spectacular. We were there for the week actually, and it was good. I had my parents and two of my girls, the daughters with me, and just to experience that for a week and you know, up in the mountains is just something we've never done before. So the lead up to it was great, and then to get into the race itself, then it was just on a different level from kind of anything that I've ever done. Now I started in wave three in the race, so it was a bit. Bit hard to get through. I mean, having there was maybe 1,000 people on the track in front of us, single trail, and you had to try and get past as many as you can. So it was quite exhausting, but it was well worth it in the end, like you know.
UTMB Mont Blanc, Chamonix. I'm sure spectacular memories from that, Chris, as
Oh,
well.
unbelievable! How the start line there is just Jesus. It's just crazy. You can't take it all in. You know, it's unbelievable what. And a buzz you get out of that at the start, and even for that first 7 or 8 k out of Chamonix, like, and you've loads and lines of people each side of the road cheering you on, like it's just unbelievable.
And then getting back to the finish line, I suspect, is very special as well.
Oh,
Because
that's right, do
nobody
you?
does, you know, you can easily have a dropout rate at 25, 30, even 35%. So to through it like you did and come in that top 20%, I'm sure those last couple of kilometers coming into Chamonix must have been
Oh,
special.
just. Yeah, it was sweet coming down that last descent. I know it took for ages to get down, but by God, when you get down, it was just great how to get over the line and see the family at the finish line, a couple of mates now. It was brilliant.
And to do these races, Chris, you know, you're not out there on your own. I know you do have a support crew with you, whether it's the family or I think what friend Danny might have been out with you last weekend as well. Important to have buy-in from the family and a couple of mates out supporting you.
No, of course, it makes all the difference as well. It was like even out in Istria, when things were getting tough in the last 50K, you were getting text messages, or they might have been ringing you, so the person so far behind you, you're getting on well. You know, just that wee extra boost to keep you going. It does help. Like, and you knowing that you have people at the finish line waiting on you, that you don't want to be letting anybody down. So you just push on, like, so.
How's the recovery going, Chris? Are you doing anything special this week to help with the recovery, or are you just on the couch chilling out?
Oh, I watched those on the couch. Work's quite busy at the minute, so I'll just straight back to work on Monday. But no, as far as I'm lucky that I do recover quite well. The only issue I have at the minute, as I say, is the Achilles, that my foot kind of was all swollen up there, but it's actually improving there now today.
Okay,
Going
good,
improvement
yeah.
down. So, but no, other than that, like I just drink plenty of fluids and eat plenty, have serious appetite. I would eat anything at the minute, like, you
Factor
know. But,
for the calorie deficit over the weekend, absolutely. And the ultra adventure, Chris, it continues. You've done so much, but you've already got, I think, two more races lined up for this year. If I'm not mistaken, back to Chamonix and the slightly trickier, more technical TDS.
Well, so I was unlucky not to get into the UTMB again with the lottery, I suppose, where I was lucky last year on the first time. So whenever I didn't get the interest, it's right, TDS, because I've heard so much about it as well from different people that it is a more technical and maybe even a tougher race. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So
And then Andorra, UTMB Andorra as a little warm up.
yeah, so I think Andorra has quite a bit of elevation for a shorter race, and kind of been chatting to Rennie and all, kind of for planning ahead. We thought it was a good one to try, and you have a bit of altitude. So yeah, I'll see how that goes. That might be a wee bit more difficult than Istria, but we'll give it a go anyway.
Just maybe one of the final questions, Chris, is that you seem to have a massive love for the mountains and for the ultra races. What is it about these type of races that you do love? You're from a sporty background, busy life with work and with four kids like myself. I'm sure it's go. And I'm sure the trails and the mountains just give you a chance, maybe a bit of downtime for yourself, a bit of breathing space for yourself. And what is it about the ultra trail running world that you love and that motivates you so much just to keep on going again and going again?
Well, one of the big things is you already in the last couple of years, you meet so many people, like-minded people, like, and just everyone's so friendly and helpful. And even like as me starting out, I don't be afraid to maybe contact people that has done some of these races, or you know, seeing social media, and everybody helps you out in any way they can. I just find when you get out there, it's just something about being out in the hills, and even when you're out on your own, no one in the area, just you can you're in your own little world. I just it's just great, you know.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, it's been great to talk to you today. Great to get a little insight into that top 10 run in Istria at 100. I'm sure, mate, you're absolutely delighted with it. And I'm sure social media has been very busy for you with people commenting on the great photographs that we were looking at there over the weekend. Chris, it was done. Super, super, super run. And thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your busy
No,
schedule.
and thanks for having me,
Say
Ole.
hello.
I've been, as I say, I've been following you there now for the last couple of years, and considering some of the level of guests you're on, I really appreciate you having me on. So,
I know, a pleasure to talk to you, Chris. Listen, Chris, well done. Best of luck with the recovery. Hopefully that Achilles calms down very quickly. And looking forward to maybe a couple more top 10 UTMB results over the next couple of years, mate. Fair play.
Fingers crossed. All right, bye-bye. See you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Well, there we have it, guys. That's a wrap for this week. Thanks to Rennie for his contribution, as always, and to Chris for dialing in from Donegal. For now, guys, enjoy the miles, enjoy the mountains. Do pop over to Patreon when you have a moment for simply €3 a month. That will help keep us on the airwaves coming to you this year. And don't forget our competition as well for the Western Yards, the Connacht Backyard Ultra. We had our details, our question earlier on in the show. Good luck with that one, guys, if you're entering. Good luck with your training. Enjoy Easter time. Enjoy those chocolate eggs. Everybody, get your running gear on. Let's go.